Blog Talk Radio. And welcome to this edition of Creative Caravan Roadshow. I'm Suzanne Lorenz. I'm here with my co-host, Wendy Dewar Hughes. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Suzanne.
Yeah, now we're going to talk about a bunch of stuff today, aren't we? We're going to tell people about our writing contest, about our coloring book club, but what do you want to start out talking about?
Well, one of the things I was thinking about this morning is just about creativity, and I was looking at some different websites, I actually put a post on Pinterest this morning, and on our Creative Caravan Club website, it's sort of our umbrella for all things creative, because you and I are both creative, and we know there's a lot of creative people out there. And the interesting thing about creativity is that most people who think of themselves as creative are creative in lots of ways. So even if you're a virtuoso violinist, you're probably good at a lot of other creative things. And I've found this over and over with people. You know, I've got friends who are writers who are also artists, and like I am, and, you know, or musicians, and, you know, those are sort of the standard, you know, big name creativity titles, if you want to say that. But there's also lots of other ways that people are creative, such as cooking. And decorating your home, and traveling, and photography, and what you read, and crafts, and things like that. And so I've always been fascinated by the creative life because I consider myself a creative person, and I love to be around creative people. And just what we've been doing with Creative Caravan Club has been so exciting, I think, for both of us as creative people, because we don't have to just confine ourselves to the one creative thing. You know, we're both writers and we're both doing well with writing, but, you know, I do other things as well, and so do you. But having the whole idea of living a creative life, it shows up in all kinds of ways. And I posted to one of our blogs on Creative Caravan Club, I think it was last week, about decorating your home for fall. And there was I found some creative ideas on the internet here and there, and at a friend's house when I was visiting, and she always, you know, decorates the home for every season and has such creative, pretty ideas, but she doesn't really consider herself creative. Well, I beg to differ, because that's such a creative pursuit. But if a lot of people think, well, I'm not an artist and I don't write and I don't do this, but that doesn't mean you're not creative. And so what we've been trying to do with Creative Caravan Club is just open that door and say anything that you find creative fits here. And I know that you feel the same way about this, Suzanne. You probably have a few comments to add to this kind of thought, the whole concept of creativity.
Yeah, you know something I find, I'm mainly a writer. I love to cook. I have a little gourmet food company, and I've been creative with that because I, at one time, had over 32 gourmet food mixes that I created, came up with on my own. And I love to decorate, and I love to travel, and I love to do all these kind of things that you just talked about, even though I never really consider myself an artist because I just know I'm not really as artistically talented as, say, you are or other people where, you know, you just have a flair for that, although I love it and I love doing things that are artistic. But I find that it's fun just sort of exploring your creativity and trying to make your home reflect how you are creative. Like, I've always loved homes where you walk in the home and you can tell the people do something. You know, the homes you go into and they're just so heavily decorated that there's no magazine sitting around. It doesn't look like they ever read books. It just looks almost like a hotel room. Those have never really appealed to me because I like a place, you know, just to be that reflects some creativity or some action, something you're doing. And so that's why I like on the site when, you know, we put the decorating ideas and different things there. It's just fun. And don't you find that when you sort of try to create a creative place in your home that your creativity just sort of expands in all different areas. I find that.
I agree. I think once you start, for number one, seeing yourself as a creative person and just going, yes, I am creative. I create in this area and that area. And, you know, maybe your area is blogging or cooking or sewing or whatever. But if you start to see yourself and say, yes, I am a creative person, that creativity starts coming out in more areas. And like you say, if you start by having a creative area of your house where, say, you just have a little desk where you can sit and sketch in a journal or something like that, it kind of turns your thinking towards more creative things. And you'll find mm-hmm. yourself opening up to more things like that and coming up with more ideas. It's almost like the ideas are in there just kind of waiting to bubble to the surface. And when you find, you know, you start to notice little things like a tabletop, well, I could do something a little bit different here, put some fall leaves on it or some of those little baby pumpkins and, you know, those kind mm-hmm. of things, just like, why not? I had one of my cousins visited me about a month or so ago, and we were just enjoying a morning together, and she just went around my living room and just was touching things, and she said, I just love how you have these little things set up in these little groups. And I thought, oh, that's mm-hmm. that's really nice to hear. But she also said, it's just so you. And mm-hmm. and I think when we start to express ourselves, it not only kind of emphasizes who we are as people, but it also other people can learn more about us just by seeing those creative touches that we do or that we add, and it enhances your life.
Right. Oh, yeah. I think it definitely enhances your life. I wanted to bring up something, too. You mentioned, you know, we both write, and we're both writing coaches and publishing coaches. So we come across people all the time who want to write, and I know I send out a newsletter 5 days a week every weekday called The Morning Nudge, and a lot of times I get emails from people who say, oh, I want to be a writer, but I don't know what to write about, or I just can't seem to write on a regular basis. And today's Morning Nudge, I just sent out a little message that said, you know, if you have trouble establishing a regular writing routine, you know, where you're writing regularly, you can go to workingwritersclub.com, and we've got a whole page there of creative writing prompts. And so that was a little way just to encourage people to write creatively today. Just get into a regular writing practice. Go to workingwritersclub.com every morning. Look at one of our prompts. I think there are 50 on that page. We also have a regular column further down the page where there are new prompts every week. And that's a real fun way to just write. I think with writing particularly, but even other types of creative pursuits, people look at the finished product, you know, ahead of time and think, oh, wow, if I'm going to be a writer or I'm going to be an artist or I'm going to do crafts, I've got to create this great product. And many times they just don't allow themselves to just have fun being creative because they're so concerned with the finished product. So that's what I'd like to encourage people today. One thing, if you want to be a creative writer, just start writing. Go to our workingwritersclub.com, look at the writing prompts, get a spiral notebook, and maybe every morning just sit down, look at one of the prompts, and just write what comes to mind for 15 or 20 minutes. Because if you sit and do anything for about 15, 20 minutes, where you're in sort of that relaxed creative state, then after about 15, 20 minutes, things just start coming to you so much more easily, and you really start to have fun with it. So I'd encourage people to start writing that way. Have you got some other things you would encourage people to do?
I sure have. I think those are great ideas, and I totally agree with you. If you just take a thought and kind of run with it and write with it, it's a great way to open up creativity. I also do a daily email called Creative Inspirations Daily, and you can find that at my website, which is wendydewerhughes.com. And what I do is, it's because I'm an artist, I've illustrated everything, and I do just like a one or two sentence creative thought or idea. And then I add a few other things that you can think about, or, you know, I've got books I advertise and stuff like that. But I've got such great feedback from that because people have written and said, I just love that little thought, and I love that it's short and that I can just look at it and think about it. And so if you're interested in just having that little creative boost every day, just go to wendydewerhughes.com and sign up for that, and it'll come to you automatically. It's really, really fun. And I'm glad that you brought up writing too, Suzanne, because one of the things we wanted to talk about this morning is a project that we started doing together about, I guess it's about a year and a half ago, and that is our Sweet Romance anthologies. And we have published two of them. We did Sweet Christmas Love last fall, and we did Sweet Summer Love this spring. And right now, we've decided to branch out of the seasons a little bit and choose location instead. So we have a contest over at creativecaravanpress.com. All the information is there. You can also get there from Creative Caravan Club, but we made a separate website, so it's a little bit easier. So creativecaravanpress.com has all the details. And this book that we're working on now, this anthology, is called Sweet Mountain Love. And all the details are there to, you know, for submission. But basically, it's not hard to enter. It's just a short story anthology set in some way in the mountains. Something about the mountains has to be part of it. That's the only criteria. Plus, the length can be 5,000 to 12,000 words, which isn't really very long. It's depending how fast you write, you can, you know, probably write a first draft in a week or two. So we want to let everybody know about that because it's a great opportunity to kind of get your foot in the door, get your name in a book, get published, and we've got great prizes, which is just total promotion. So we continue to promote the books long after we've published them, and your name is always out there, and everyone else in the book promotes the book too. So it's a good way for authors who kind of want to get a start and in writing romances to get their foot in the door. And we're just really excited about it. The deadline for submission is December 1st. All you have to do is write your story, get it polished up. We want stories that you feel is the best you can do and that are ready to publish. And, I mean, you can have some friends look at it. You can have it edited if you want to. But we do look at it. But we pick the best ones, and then they go straight into the book, which is really, really exciting.
Yeah, and Wendy, some people listening today may not understand what we mean by a sweet romance, because maybe they've heard of romance or historical romance or regency romance, just other kinds of romance. But would you tell them what we mean by sweet romance?
Oh, sure. Yeah, a sweet romance could also be called a traditional romance. Here's a good example. If you watch old romantic comedies from the 50s or 60s, for example, there's the romance between the people, and they end with the kiss and usually the realization that they really are in love. And that's kind of a definition of a sweet romance. There's no eroticism. It's not what you call steamy. Bedroom scenes are kind of off screen, if you know what I mean. And the tension is between the characters. Kind of, you know, is this the person for me? Is this my dream guy or girl? You know, there's got to be that romantic and emotional tension throughout, but the final resolution is as in all romances, a happy ending, or at least a happy for now ending. And but it's sometimes called a clean romance because there are lots of people who want that kind of story. So we decided to just concentrate on that because we thought, you know, this is fun for us to write. This is what we like to write. It's like what we like to read. And we know there's lots of other people, too, that are in that interested in that same genre.
Right. Yeah. It is fun to write. You mentioned, too, that Christmas Love was last year at this time, the contest book that we put out. And I want to remind people that they can also get that book. It's always a good idea if you're entering a contest that you read some of the past things or things to go by, because if you read any of the stories that were in Sweet Christmas Love last year or also Sweet Summer Love that came out this past summer, you'll get a good idea for the types of stories we're looking for Sweet Mountain Love. And like Wendy said, the only difference in that story for Sweet Mountain Love is that there needs to be some aspect of the mountains in the book. The people could live in the mountains, they could meet in the mountains, they could be going on vacation in the mountains, just something that has to do with Sweet Mountain Love. And it really isn't that hard to write a story for this type of contest because it's a short story, but it's a great chance to launch your career as a sweet romance author, because if you look at our books at Creative Caravan Press, and you see Sweet Christmas Love, Sweet Summer Love, and then we've also got the cover already ready for Sweet Mountain Love, you'll see how great these books look. And what a wonderful chance to, you know, get a published book out there. And we do all the promotion, so you don't really have to do much in that regard. So I think that's really exciting, too. We do a trailer for the book. We do virtual book tours for the book. We interview our winners, our contest winners on this show. And we also have a site called Sweet Romance Writers International, which is just sweetromancewriting.com. And we showcase the books, the winning books there. So great way to get your name out as a sweet romance author. And I'm really kind of looking forward to some of the people in the Working Writers Club, Wendy. They've told me they're going to be entering the contest. And I know a couple of people who've got their stories started. And the deadline's December 1st, so they've still got all of October and November to write their stories. And I'm kind of anxious to see what we come up with this time.
Yeah, I am too, and we've also been advertising to the Romance Writers of America, so we expect to get a lot of response. So if you are interested at all, get your story in as soon as possible, and we'll take a good look at it and see if you can get into our book. I just wanted to make one quick correction. The Sweet Romance Writers International is sweetromancewriters.com. I think you said Sweet Romance Writing. But it's sweetromancewriters.com. And you can go over and look at that site and see what some of the other sweet romance writers have done. Listen to the interviews that we've had. And if you are a sweet romance writer and you've already got books out, we have some fantastic showcase opportunities for you for advertising your book, for helping you get more well-known, and just doing some promotion for you to help you build your sweet romance writing career.
Yeah, it's really fun, too, to have a trailer made for your book. I know my husband and I did the trailers for Sweet Christmas Love and Sweet Summer Love, and that's really fun when you've got a trailer. It's like a movie trailer. It's just for a book, and you'll see the trailers up there at sweetromancewriters.com for these past two books and other books as well. And that, you know, can become part of your showcase, too, if you have a showcase, a book you've already written. In the case of our contest, if you win the contest, we'll be doing the trailer for you, and that'll be part of your prize. So I might mention, too, I think a lot of times people sometimes are a little hesitant to enter a writing contest if there's an admission fee because they think, oh, I don't want to waste the money. I probably won't win, and, you know, I don't want to spend that money. Well, to enter a contest, it's only $35, I think. Isn't that how much it is, Wendy?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, $35. And really, if you take the time, we have a little free course on how to write a sweet romance that's more likely to win our contest, and I can put the link up to that little free course. If you take the time to take that little course that shows you exactly how to write the kind of story we're looking for, you have a pretty good chance of winning the contest because, after all, we're not looking for just one winner. We're looking for several winners, several stories to put in this anthology, and you could be one of those winners because we don't get thousands of entries. We're hoping we get, you know, maybe several dozen entries, but that still gives you good odds of winning the contest because it's like anything else. A lot of people will enter contests and they don't take the time to read the guidelines and really do what the contest is asking for. So if you read the guidelines, you take the free little course we've got set up for this, then your odds are in your favor really greatly to win the contest. So I think that's a neat thing, too, for doing that. Okay, well, anything else about the contest? Because we've got some other stuff to cover today.
Yeah, I think we've covered that for now, so let's move on.
Okay, yeah. Another thing I want to mention real quickly, you and I didn't talk about this, but we're going to have, Wendy and I are going to have a new book out soon. It's called The Summersby Island House, and it's the first book in our Summersby Island romance series, and that's pretty exciting. We've been working on that just, you know, for quite a while to get that out. So for those people who've been waiting for the Summersby Island series to come out, that's going to be out soon. Any word yet, Wendy, when you think that one's going to be ready?
I think the print version will be ready tomorrow or the next day. It should be up on Amazon by then. And the ebook version, probably middle of next week.
Okay.
Yeah. This weekend is Thanksgiving in Canada, so I'm actually going to take a weekend off, imagine that, and spend it with some family and my little baby granddaughter. But, yeah, we should have it for sale in all the ebook formats by the end of next week at the latest, I would say.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's wonderful. Well, the other thing we were going to talk about today is the coloring book for adults. So you want to tell people about that a little bit?
Yeah, if you've been paying attention to the book world and the creative world, I'm sure you already realized that coloring books for adults has just hit the world by storm. And it's not hard to understand why, because so much of what we do is we're hooked up to all kinds of technology, and, you know, life is just seems like a treadmill sometimes. But we want to have creativity in our lives, and even people who don't consider themselves creative or artistic can do something creative like coloring. And so coloring books have become a hot item. And we came up with the idea just a few months ago to add a coloring book club for adults to our Creative Caravan Club because it seemed like such a great fit, and because we both have a coloring book that have published, and both of our books are available on Amazon. Mine is called Sketches from the South of France, which is taken from when I actually lived in the South of France. And Suzanne has published a flower coloring book, which is beautiful. It's full of just gorgeous big flower pictures that you can color. I'm working on a sequel to my South of France coloring book called Posts from Paris, and I should have that out in a few weeks as well. But the coloring book club for adults on Creative Caravan Club is so simple to get into and to just be provided with some great fun stuff. To start with, it's only $12 for the entire year. And all you have to do is go on to Creative Caravan Club and click on the heading that says Coloring Club, and it'll go to the page that describes everything. What you get is, to start with, is four free coloring pages, and then every week there's a new one that comes on, and we will be adding some videos about different techniques you can do. We're still kind of working on those, but it's a super deal, and it's the pictures are so fun, and it's just a wonderful way to relax. And I know you've talked about that a little bit more, so I'm going to let you go into that, Suzanne.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know if you've been visiting our site, creativecaravanclub.com, not only to look at the coloring page, but to just look at the other sections there. We've got pages for shop, write, do, read, live, eat, and go. And I had one not too long ago about Zentangle, and Zentangle for creative expression. And that's another thing that we're going to kind of combine with the Coloring Book Club, because I've got some coloring pages that combine coloring and the Zentangle. And that's really fun, because both of these things, amazingly so, will help you relax. And it's really surprising that once you sit down and you just start to color a coloring book page, you've got your page printed out that we, you know, give you each week. You get a new page, like Wendy said. But you get the page, you get your coloring utensils like crayons. We use colored markers a lot and colored pencils and just all kinds of great things. And start coloring these pages, you just start to relax. You know, you just start to forget about everything else. It's kind of a form of meditation in a sense, because it's really hard to color and worry about everything else. I don't know. It just sort of makes your worries kind of, you know, drop away. And I find, too, that if I'm working on a story, if I'm writing a story, and let's say I'm stuck on what the next scene is supposed to be, usually I have to just let go of that story for a while and back out of it and go do something else and get my mind off of it. And then I guess it's my subconscious that just works on the story while I'm doing something else. And then all of a sudden I'll get an idea for how to make the story work again. So one thing I do a lot is if I get stuck on a story, I just go get my coloring pages out and I just start coloring. And something else that we talked about in terms of creating a creative space in your home, I find it's really fun if you just sort of allocate a certain part of your house to do your coloring. Maybe you've just got, like Wendy said, a little table in the corner of the room. I recently set up a little table. I've got the brightest place in my condo here is a laundry room that's got these big windows on the back, and I just set up a little table there where I can see really well with all the sunlight to color, and I put all my crayons and my coloring pencils and all that kind of stuff and the rulers and the markers, and then I got folders for my coloring pages, so I print out all my pages and put them in different folders. I've got my Zentangle books that I've bought to learn how to do Zentangle and just really have fun. So it's a way to relax, but it's a way to sort of let your creativity flow. And then you come up with some pretty amazing stuff. You know, Wendy, you colored that one flower picture and put it up, and you just do some amazing things with even these printed pages. So,
there's so much you can do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and adding the Zentangle, like the flowering coloring book, I'm starting to do things with that. Since I'm learning the Zentangle, I'll color one of the flowers, and then I'll do what they call making these little squares, and then you do these little line things, and then tangle in between them. So you come up with these really interesting backgrounds for the flower pictures, and you can do it with any kind of thing. And I've got some Zentangle pictures that you'll get to color and do your Zentangle designs in the Coloring Book Club. Those are some of the pages. They're called Zendalas. Instead of a mandala, this is a Zendala, and you'll get some little pages like that when you join the club. So really fun stuff. And the more I, you know, start doing these things on my own, the more conscious of them I am when I'm out somewhere. And I've seen Zentangle so many places and so many books. And Zentangle is just sort of a repetition of patterns. So you can just draw little flowers and fill them in as a background, make little borders on your coloring pages, all kinds of things. And once you start thinking about patterns, patterns are everywhere in your life. You'll look at fences and see patterns. You'll look at, you know, rows of flowers and see patterns. You'll just look at maybe a screen in a room and you'll see the patterns on that. It's just really kind of fun because then you can just see these patterns on things. Even the banister on a stairway tends to have, you know, repetition and a kind of pattern. And then you can just sort of translate that to your little pictures and add them to your coloring pages. And it's really cool what you come up with. So I've been having fun with that.
It's almost like doodling for adults in that
right.
No, if you were a kid who doodled in your notebooks in school and the teacher would come along and say, stop doodling and get to work, mm-hmm. and I was one of those kids because I couldn't help myself from drawing, but mm-hmm. we were kind of taught that your hand might get slapped if you doodle, but mm-hmm. now you're big. You can do what you want, and it's not only okay to doodle, but it's actually good for your mental health to doodle.
Right. Yeah, and it's just fun. Gosh. Well, listen, we are almost out of time. I'm getting the nudge here to kind of wrap this up. So I want to remind people about our contest. If you want to become a published suite romance writer, go to creativecaravanpress.com and write your story before December 1st and enter it in our contest. Like we said, the odds are great that, you know, you could be one of our winners and get published in Sweet Mountain Love. And then also we hope you'll join the Coloring Book Club and just become part of it and interact with us and put your page. We've got a Facebook site where you can put your pages up and show people what you've colored. We can just kind of interact on that and find out about the Coloring Book Club.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got one other thought here before we run out of time. We put out a newsletter once a week called Creative Caravan Capers, and you can just go to creativecaravancapers.com and sign up for that, and we'll keep you posted about everything that's going on in the club and in our blogs and in all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, creativecaravancapers.com, so hopefully you'll sign up. All right, well, that's all for today. We hope you have a wonderful afternoon and a great weekend, and just be creative and have fun. And
we'll happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving
to all the Canadians.
Yes. Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.